This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to highlight some of the articles that we have going across sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, giving you the news that the mainstream media, CIA-controlled media, does not want you to have. And, again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey him, namely God, because, again, the Lord gave us power and authority over all the works of the enemy, and to tell the truth exposes the enemies for who they are. And I don't know of anybody in this country outside of the 6% of the useful idiots that do believe the mainstream media any longer. 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media, and rightfully so. With that said, we're going to be talking about standing with good government and striking down the corrupt tree. You did hear about the federal judge who did his job. And I'm going to highlight that in just a couple of moments, friends. But again, it's good news, but it was a good fight of faith to get us there. Declaration of Independence declares that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Keep in mind, friends, we the people receive our rights from God, and we delegate authority to those that serve we the people. Government works for us because we are the government, and they are an extension of our trust. Period. We'll be talking about that in just a couple of moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to highlight this real quick. Trump proves Pelosi and Schumer are liars. As the circus of politics continue, friend, Donald Trump does need to realize that he is the commander-in-chief. He does have the support of the law on his side, as well as a great majority of the American people, in many ways to their own demise. But in this particular case, it looks like a good one. We'll see what happens. But House passes bill with $5.7 billion for a border wall. We'll see how this thing plays out, friends. And again, don't get too excited about what's going on here, friends, until we actually see the proof that is in the pudding in this particular situation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. Here again, you see this over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, I do a whole piece on Time's Tyrants of the Year, and how they'll put up corrupt men, tyrants, murderers, dictators, and the list goes on concerning their men and their women of the year. Now it's becoming the person of the year because they want to confuse you through the transgenders. I'll get to that in just a moment as well. But now the Financial Times, listen carefully, names Nazi collaborator. And by the way, you can watch the video of George Soros confessing up to this. It's easily and readily accessible. Financial Times names Nazi collaborator George Soros the 2018 person of the year. Now, it's interesting to note, friends, out of his own mouth, even when he says it out of his own mouth, how willing people, these useful idiots in the media, are willing to just close their eyes to the facts. He is an international war criminal, friends. He has been banished from many countries, but for some reason or another, I guess America has a wide open door to him. And yet, how many representatives in this government have we heard complain about the crimes of George Soros? Yet you have the mainstream media and Financial Times naming Nazi collaborator George Soros 2018 Person of the Year. But it should come as no surprise, friends. Remember when they named Mrs. Merkel, Prime Minister from Germany, the Person of the Year. And she is responsible, friends, for slapping her flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. So it shows you who's at the head of the helm, friends, and the propagandists are busy trying to turn this nation into a nation of pigs through their propaganda. And by the way, Joseph Goebbels is the one responsible for coining that phrase. Sons of Liberty. Media.com. Nation of Islam received hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to teach prisoners. And again, friends, you know what? The bottom line is, if it's worth fighting for, then get in the fight. If it's not, then just leave it alone. And when you see the enemies within the United States willing to fight for the wrong thing, shouldn't that incite you to fight for the right thing all the more? And the only reason you would do that is out of gratitude for the sacrifice that's been given to you to have the freedoms in which you have. These people believe in their message more than Americans believe in theirs, and that's just the fruit of this conversation right now, truth be told. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Google's Dragonfly may be shelved. You guys all know what that is, right? Dragonfly is a program that Google is creating for the Chinese to basically zero in on dissidents, and you better bet your bottom dollar they'll do the same thing here. Hey, folks, I have to tell you something. First-hand experience. When you get around people that are wealthy, there is a serious distortion going on in their heads. They think they're demigods. They think they're above the law. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all matters, yes. But it also tells us in the book of Timothy that the love of money, friends, the love of money is the root of all evil. And these men love power more than they love money. But when they have money, they know that they got the power over the people that will sell themselves out like Judas did to Jesus in Luke 22:48 for 30 pieces of silver. Now, with that said, again, Google's Dragonfly may be shelved. Rest assured, they were willfully going for it, friends. Google was also lying to their own employees about the program. But again, Dragonfly is a program where they are working it up for the Chinese to basically zero on dissidents, zero in on them. If we know anything about history, remember Mao Zedong killed millions and millions and millions of his own people. At one point, he asked the people in China, he felt safe enough to ask them, you know, how do you feel that things are going here in our country? And I'll tell you what, millions of people spoke out against him. Then he began to assassinate them. Aside from that, he also created his own drought, which killed 20 and 40 and 60 million of his own people. Now, what's interesting about that is when you go to China, they still worship him as a god. And this up-and-coming generation does not realize that that god that they worship is responsible for purposely killing their forefathers. How sick it is when people don't have a knowledge of the truth and how easily they are destroyed in the process. Hosea 4:6. Google's Dragonfly may be shelved, but here's what no one else is talking about on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, I want to get to this right before this break. As Miss America and Miss Universe continue to go downhill because people are getting sick and tired of these snares, which means a noose around your neck, by serving them and giving them way. And I'm talking about the sodomite communities. Well, folks, they have a mentally ill Miss Universe contestant, and they said if she doesn't win, then it's discriminatory. Well, guess what? She didn't win. And guess who they're ignoring? They're ignoring the winner. This all on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, double E. As well, friends, you can jump over to our Facebook account, BradleyDean, double E. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, check that out. We got brand new videos going up continuously week by week. And if it misses 1 week, we'll probably have two up the same week following. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Do check those out, friends, for your own good. Again, we're showing you what the issues are, and we're bringing in biblical constitutional answers, and the strength falls to the people to actually enforce the laws to bring about resolve, which brings me to this very point, friends. I wanted to highlight the fact that Trump proves Pelosi and Schumer are liars, written by Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to understand why that just happened, because you had the conservatives a little late on the uptake, though they did wake up to this. Read Matthew 13. Ann Coulter, Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, they finally started calling out Donald Trump for his lack of fulfillment concerning his promises and the things that he was doing. So, friends, which only proves why I am on this radio program, to show people what they're not willing to see. And call it out before it comes, friends. And it's not hard to find. Matthew 7:16, by judging them by their fruits. Again, yesterday I was sharing with you during the fourth segment. You know what? You know, everybody's talking about how bad things are becoming, yet they're talking about how good their president is. That doesn't make any sense. That's an oxymoron. They stand in stark contrast one to another. Unless God's a liar, I speak as a man. We all know that he's not. God's not a man that he should lie. But I want to show you why Trump actually took a stand, because the conservatives, his supporters, started to call him out for his compromises. And that is important for everybody to do and understand. This is the only reason he responded, because the people in this country said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you're not doing this. This is what you said you were going to do, and either you do it or you're going to be the laughing stock. You're going to have no legacy, and you're going to go down as a con man. This all Ann Coulter said, and she's exactly right. And by the way, I'm glad that she has enough internal fortitude, friends, and integrity within to actually call herself out when she's wrong about this administration. And she did it. And there's very few that are willing to do it. You see many Christian conservative websites today that are just circumventing the issues because they want to keep trying to justify this administration. That is ignorance, friends, every step of the way, regardless of who's in a representative position in our government. We're to hold them all accountable. We're to hold all of their feet to the fire. And it's exactly what these said conservatives did, and good for them. Aside of that, friends, I also wanted to let you know, too, going back at any time, if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, friends, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is that simple. Now, what I want to hit is this. Standing with good government in striking down the corrupt tree. We just recently heard about how a federal government representative, namely a judge, who's doing his good job? He's sitting during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. He did his job. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, he struck down Obamacare. And we've seen two of these cases fly in the face of that foreign sodomite who transgressed the Constitution over 1,180 times. And I think about all the talk and the unlawful conversations and debate concerning government, and friends, this is all you have to do to shut down debate concerning you and your representatives. Just simply ask them the question rather than them trying to inundate you with lying and propaganda, trying to implement something that is completely out of their scope of authority, as they not only overreach, friends, but they act criminally and unlawfully, which makes them outlaws. And what am I talking about again? Friends, all the talk and all the debate, that's all you had to do, America. And Americans, and you self-proclaimed journalists, that's all you had to do is ask the President of the United States during that said time and during his tenure, where did you derive the authority to delegate? I'm sorry, where did you derive your delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional? That's all you had to ask him. That's all you had to hold to him. And now look at this. How many years later, we finally get someone to stand up and say, the buck stops here. No. What you did was illegal. It's unconstitutional. And furthermore, that's all one has to do is go to the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights that God gave us, governments are instituted among men by God, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, talking of those that represent we the people. Now, on a daily basis in this country, again, friends, we're inundated with corruption within the walls of American government, regardless of the office held. I mean, is that not a sad day in America? I want you to consider what I just said. On a daily basis in this country, we are inundated with the lying mainstream media, with corruption within the walls of American government, regardless of the office held. Just think about that. Okay? Now, what I want you to think about is I want you to turn around, and I want you to think of those in your family that served to fight in wars to preserve, if they be constitutional, to fight in wars through their sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have today. Okay? Instead of magnifying the laws against unrighteousness in honor to those that sacrificed themselves for us, namely the Christ on Calvary and men, secondly, 2 Corinthians 5:15, What do we see all day long? We see the mainstream media highlighting the crimes of corrupt representatives in government. That's completely upside down. Read Isaiah 59, the whole of it, when you get a moment. Isaiah 59. Folks, whether it be the president, a senator, a congressman, a representative, a judge, a police officer, so on and so forth, corruption is exposed on a daily basis. Read Luke 12:2. And folks, I got to be honest, and I'm sure you can understand as well, and you probably feel the same way. It's very disheartening, to say the least. And see, what most don't realize is that the unconstitutional policies in which many corrupt representatives attempt to throw on the American people are incredibly criminal on their behalf. And by the way, just so you know, this is not being done ignorantly and unknowingly. It's being done with willful purpose in transgressing the Constitution. Again, just ask the guy that said he went to the moon, Senator John Glenn. Why, if we had to do that, follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. Just think about what he just said. That's incriminating, self-incriminating. And when it comes to the topic of this article, in particular, the unconstitutional and illegal Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, a violation of, all one has to do is understand is that the corrupt politicians are willfully deceiving the American people in hopes of baiting them into accepting illegal Obamacare. And I was highlighting this during that criminal sodomite foreigner's tenure, by the way. Just for the record, he's a criminal from start to finish, everything about him. And those accomplices in governments as well that failed to draw up the articles of impeachment after the very first day of this criminal's tenure. Okay? They were accomplices, and so were the American people that tolerated this criminal for 8 years. But getting back to the point, it's of interest as well to take note, Americans, that these same criminal representatives, if you want to call them that, politicians, they exempted themselves from Obamacare. Just think about that. Concerning Obamacare, it's of interest as well to take note, Americans, you, and 53 countries, just to show you how this is destroying our country from without and within, that these same criminal representatives that meant to throw Obamacare on us, they exempted themselves from Obamacare. Again, it shows you that they think that they're above the law. And that's all you have to do, friends, is go back to none other than architect Jonathan Gruber. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. Well, how criminal is Obamacare? How unconstitutional? How illegal? How unlawful? Well, Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Care, then Obamacare, said exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Exploiting the stupidity, in other words, what he's saying, it was so easy to break the law and get one over on the American voters, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and it was super easy. It was kind of like squeezing a lemon. Folks, so you don't have to take it from me. Just ask the architect, Jonathan Gruber, concerning Obamacare. What we're talking about, friends, is standing with good governments and striking down the corrupt tree, Obamacare. We're highlighting the good, friends, not the bad. We're showing you the bad right now, and then we're going to lay the axe to the root of the tree in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. Trump, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill after adjourning last night without a spending deal. Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer tells CNN massive funding for the border wall is a non-starter, and he repeated a two-year-old quote from Mick Mulvaney, President Trump's next new chief of staff.
They think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
This is the first time in 40 years that the government has been closed three times in 1 year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to Unit of the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about standing with good government and striking down the corrupt tree, Obamacare. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, if you want to understand Obamacare, that was just struck down, that's all you have to do is go to the architect, Jonathan Gruber. How it even took, how it got passed, Congress, friends, how it got passed in the first place. You need to ask yourself the question as to how corrupt are they? Because that's all one had to do is go to Mr. Big Mouth himself, Jonathan Gruber. He said exploiting the stupidity concerning Obamacare, he said exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Jonathan Gruber goes on, he said, a lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. In other words, lied to him. And isn't it interesting that Barack Hussein Obama ran off of transparency? Of course, keep in mind, they do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage, said Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Care Obamacare. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for this thing to pass. How incriminating, friends. When we're done with employer-based health insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. Isn't that funny? Jonathan Gruber goes on, the architect of Obamacare. P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but this estimate was laughably low. Go to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Watch the video. How is it that this guy's not in jail? How is it those that passed this bill are not thrown in jail? How is it that they weren't impeached, Article 2, Section 4? All the while knowing what it was all about. How did it pass, America? He said it. A sucker is born every minute. But this was laughably low. He said, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. He said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy. Kind of like squeezing a lemon. This is, see, when I tell you things, friends, and I say certain things, you may think within yourselves that I'm being smart about what I'm saying, but I'm not. I'm parroting what these people are saying about you. So when I say to you, friends, you go ahead and laugh at Obama and his criminal administration all you want to. And his illegal czars and his illegal bills and this, that, and the other thing. But the fact of the matter is, you need to understand, America, behind closed doors, the joke is on you. And if they didn't think they could do it, friends, they would have never conspired to do it in the first place. But they did. They did. And guess what that equals? That equals a crime, friends, for transgressing their very oaths that they swore to uphold, namely the Constitution. So when I say the joke is on you, friends, you can rest assured every step of the way, I'm not being smart with you. I'm parroting what these people are saying about you. Your representatives are laughing at you, friends, concerning the illegalities of what they mean to implement. What they mean to throw on you. And I say it all the time and I love it. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 and deal with the corruption. If you love the Lord, you'll keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments to keep and to do them. And guess how that works, friends? It takes people like this and it throws them behind bars where they belong. That's just the fact of the matter. Now, taking that, every once in a while you'll see a good report concerning one that sets in a representative governmental position. Entrusted by the people again through delegated authority. This is why we entrusted them. And yes, America, I want to say this. Yes, they should be trusted. But over and over and over again, we can see that they cannot be trusted. And by the way, for those that did not know, many times I insert scripture, Luke 22:48, where Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. Keep in mind, Judas was the one that carried the money. He was, in a sense, the treasurer. And you see that you have to keep your eye on them all the more because of what they've been entrusted with. Look at this. Listen to this. This is over the top. But every once in a while, you'll see a good report concerning one that is set in a representative governmental position who understands what they swore to uphold with their right hand on the Bible when it comes to magnifying again the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Remember their sworn oath, friends, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, Mark Slavo reported on the Sons of Liberty Media that a federal judge has finally declared what any freedom-loving human has known for over 8 years now. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Of course. There was no need for 8 years of debate, as I said earlier. Just ask your said representatives where they derived the delegated authority from we the people to implement that which is illegal. That's all. You put the question to them. Don't let them put the question to you. And by the way, what they did is they worked overtime by inundating you with liars, friends, and giving you a false report that everybody was for it when in fact nobody was for it except the welfare recipients because they wanted to take from those that work to give to the have-nots, right? They wanted to give it to the have-nots because they don't want to work to create dependence, and that's exactly what they did, and they wanted to take it away from those that work, and that's me and you. And that's what this is all about. And it's a created law to be enforced down your throat with the enforcement agency of, guess what, friends, the IRS. And by the way, you know what's funny about all this? Is I have year by year been penalized for not taking Obamacare to the IRS. Now finding that it's unconstitutional, maybe we have to make a phone call here and get our money back. Isn't it interesting? Before it was even lawfully passed, they already had laws in place, they call them, their policies, they're unconstitutional, to enforce, friends, the American people by force, adding to make you pay for something that they had no power to enforce. But they did it anyways, didn't they? Yep. A federal judge has finally declared what any freedom-loving human has known for over 8 years. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, this decision, which was a lawful one and a good one by a Texas judge, sets the stage for another Supreme Court visit with the controversial law. It's not law. Period. It's not law. Prove to me that it is law. You can't. You can't. And the questions are never laid to government. No, they just create it, they throw it out there, and then they want people to take the bait. And without question, you're supposed to just accept it because, after all, they know better than we do, right? Well, that's what you've been taught to believe. And isn't it interesting how Mr. Justice, they call him John Roberts, G. Roberts, was the one that basically redefined it as a tax? Oh, my gosh. In his ruling, Judge Reed O'Connor of the Federal District in Fort Worth said that the individual mandate requiring people to have health insurance can no longer be sustained as an exercise of Congress's tax power. Did you hear that? The individual mandate is unconstitutional, said this federal judge, Judge Reed O'Connor. The individual mandate is unconstitutional, said Federal District Court in Fort Worth. Judge Reed O'Connor. The individual mandate of Obamacare is unconstitutional, and the remaining provisions of the Affordable Care Act are invalid. Invalid. Null and void. Now, do you believe it? I mean, it's a child could tell you. He would read through the Constitution as he perused that Constitution, and he would ask the question, well, Dad, I don't see where a judge can come in and redefine it from what it's not to what it's really not, number one. And I don't know where those that represent we the people actually got the delegated authority from the people to again implement that which is illegal onto the people that they work for. And I want you to hear that carefully. That they work for. They wanted to throw it on you, America, but to themselves on an individual basis, they said that they were impervious. They were exempt from that law. Whoa! If that's not enough for you to understand what's going on, I don't know that I can help you. I don't know that I can help you. Rather, this particular judge who was doing his job with a job upholding the enumerated laws, good for him. This particular judge, rather he was, friends, like that of the unjust judge that was writing the wrongs because of the importunity of the righteous. Read Luke 18:6 concerning the unjust judge and the widow. Or this particular judge walks, breathes, and lives in the fear of the Lord. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, and Proverbs 16:6. It matters not. Because this particular judge is doing his job by deterring lawlessness and striking at the roots of the corrupt tree, Luke 3:9. And by the way, speaking of that, isn't it interesting where they had the American people? They had you talking about all the branches on the tree. They didn't want you to see that it was as simple as laying the axe to it by laying a question to them. Now for this, friends, I got to say, I stand 100% with this judge in every righteous step that he and others in government take in their righteous and lawful decisions. I say, good job, high five, and this is what we need more of, my friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, final segment. This country just spinning out of control. But I'll tell you what, every once in a while you get someone doing their job like this, and I'll tell you, I love it. I love seeing those that are doing their jobs. I love them enforcing the law to establish, to continue the legacy that our forefathers gave us. I mean, we're still here, America, 242 years later, because of what our forefathers gave us. And it's a pretty awesome thing when you see those that are willing to take a stand against corruption, no matter who they are, no matter how many there is. I mean, that reminds me of Psalm 27. And it also reminds me of John Knox, that prophet from Scotland, who said, you know, a man with God is always in the majority. He's exactly right. And it's beautiful. I mean, it really is. I love it. I'm overwhelmed with good government. I love good government. And it's just, I wish I had more to report on concerning what is happening across the boards. And I got to tell you too, friends, from personal experience, I have found more than not good government. And if it was as bad as everybody wants to be made out to be, we wouldn't be here. It's really true. It's really true. So if you know somebody in government, regardless if it is a judge or a police officer or a fireman or anybody in local governments, if it's a senator, if it's a congressman, if you have, someone that may know of someone in the higher-ups in federal government, or you work in federal government, you know what? Go out and tell those guys, man, you know, I'm not thanking you for doing your job, but I want to let you know that I'm standing with you while you're doing your job. And this is what keeps us free. And that's what's so beautiful about what you're doing right now. And I'm talking to good government. Thank you for the help. Because we're in this together. And we're fighting for our posterity in hopes of giving them a future and hope. And the only way to do that, you remember Thomas Paine said, he was the writer of Common Sense, he was one of our forefathers as well, he said, you know, if there be trouble, let it come in my time. And you know what, if there is going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Because I want to make sure that for all of us, not just for my family, friends, but for all of us, that we have a future and a hope. And the way to do that is doing, and by doing what we're doing right now in so many different ways. I wanted to highlight something here, and I'm just wondering if I should even take it on right now. And what I'm talking about, you guys have all seen this little kid, this little 11-year-old kid that's being used by the sodomites. He's a little cross-dressing boy. He was promoted on ABC, and they kept talking about this amazing little kid. I'm not going to bring up his name. Well, this was the first shocker. And by the way, I told you long ago, there's no lines when you're dealing with the sodomite communities. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not accusing everybody of being a sodomite, but I am telling you what, friends, the videos that I've seen, these sodomites are laying for this little kid. His parents should be dealt with. This child should be taken into a safe zone away from those parents. And what we're finding out right now is this little 11-year-old boy was performing in a New York sodomite bar. And from what we know right now, there's been no arrests. And I also want to let you know, living up to what we preach here, we are in communication right now across the nation with people that are taking a look at statutory laws concerning what they're doing with this little boy. You had full-grown men. ABC takes off their masks, shows you who they really are. They promote this little 11-year-old cross-dresser on ABC. Then we find out, well, America didn't push back on that, so let's go ahead and throw him in a sodomite bar. And full-grown men were throwing money at this little 11-year-old boy, cross-dressing boy, while performing in a New York sodomite bar. No arrests made. Do you understand, friends? What is damning here is what you are tolerating. You already know, and they already know, what they're doing is illegal. They already know it's criminal activity. It's a felony in every state in our union. Just even the act of sodomy. That's why they're called crimes against nature. Matter of fact, up until 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. You should see what the forefathers did. Pretty crazy. And there's a reason for it, because the end aim is exactly what I said it was. And by the way, where did you get that from, Bradley? Well, I'm just parroting none other than Kevin Jennings. Obama's safe schools are. Illegal safe schools are. There's no confirmation in Senate concerning Kevin Jennings, an open homosexual, the founder of GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, whose icon was Harry Hay, from an organization that is allegedly, friends, monitored by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And why would they do that? NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Well, if you go to one of these gay pride parades, you'll find out why they do what they do. Because, friends, when you go to a gay pride parade, you'll see NAMBLA there, and they have signs as they're shouting out, sex before 8, before it's too late. And I want to tell you what, go online, friends. Go online, and when you go online, you'll see how they try to put me in the position of being the aggressor when, in fact, they're doing just that. Go online, go to Bradley Dean, do a Google search on me, take it all in, friends, and just think about this. Well, they commit the act of felony, and the representatives that are advocating this behavior. And again, keep in mind, there's a program that's available on YouTube called Conspiracy of Silence. Check it out, because it involves those in federal government, friends, and now some that are in hell where they belong. But it's interesting to note, friends, that they try to make you out to be the hater for calling them out for their crimes. And again, they are in full exhibition. They are in full expo right now, friends. They've uncovered themselves. They are now telling you through action exactly what this has all been about and what it's really about. And I want to reiterate the point, friends. This is a felony. This is criminal behavior. Okay? People are getting arrested all day long for being committed, friends, into prison for the actions of a pedophile. And yet now in New York, because some corrupt politician says it's okay to do so, that it's okay for an 11-year-old boy to go in as a cross-dresser and perform for sodomites in the New York bar that were throwing money at him, and they are exempt somehow from law. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens in the up and coming days. But I do, for the record, want to say, I always told you, America, what this was all about. Now it's on full display for the American people to understand what this is all about. And just think about it. They're in your schools. Friends, they're definitely in your government. They're definitely in the church, and that's why I spend so much time rebuking the church and government for their corruption before a just and a holy law, a just and a holy God. I wrote an article on this some time ago, and I ended that article with, well, America, are you going to let this one go too? How is it that these sodomite communities are so emboldened, friends, as to now take a little 11-year-old boy, put him inside of a homosexual bar in New York, have him dance as a cross-dresser, and receive tips as they're throwing bills at him for dancing? What is it about, America? What is it about? If what I'm telling you is incorrect, then you tell me what it's about, because, folks, verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, they have now acted out in such a manner that I always told you was there. ABC uses 11-year-old drag to test response. I said, America, are you going to stand down on this one too? You cannot justify this behavior, but I always told you the end aim here. If you just look at the manifesto, the homosexual manifesto, written back in 1987, inserted into the congressional record by Michael Swift, you'll understand, friends, they told on themselves a long time ago. And now we're here. The reality is in front of us. America, are you going to stand down on this one too? Because if we don't stand up for our kids, nobody else is going to. And we can already see that we've allowed 58 million babies to be aborted. And it seems to me in many cases that we've already lost our soul as a nation to allow this kind of corruption and crime to take place against humanity. Oh, how right Thomas Jefferson, I'm sorry, not Thomas Jefferson, but that of Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, if we destroy ourselves, it's because we've done it unto ourselves. Let not be our legacy, friends. Love you by what I do. In all sincerity, folks, Christmas is coming up. It's a hard time for ministries across the board. Do consider supporting us. In all sincerity, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store. Become a son or daughter of liberty. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.